This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, well, hey, what can I tell you? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, and I mean a lot happening up there. And we're playing with texting. So if you want to get messages on the show, if you want to find out what's going on and, really know when the show starts instead of getting a notice sometimes and sometimes not getting a notice, then what you want to do is text. I'm trying to do this without spitting all over the microphone. Text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. All right? Oh, wait. Go ahead and write it. Well, you shouldn't have to write that. Just stick it in your phone and do it now. What are you waiting for? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And you know what? We are going to get into, I promise you, I will get into Trump's visit today to the wall, to the barrier, to the fence. I don't know what you're going to call it. What's going to make those nut jobs? What will make those nut jobs figure it out? I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I am on the page. I'm on the same page as Cher. For once, her and I agree.
Oh,
what?
It.
Yes, I know, right? Quick, go out and buy a lottery ticket. Cher demands that Pelosi end this partial government shutdown. Fund the border wall. Do not die on this hill. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're on the same page. Liberal music superstar Cher. Liberal music. How about they left out a word. Uber liberal. Yeah, I mean, she's so far left, she's on a different planet. She's holding congressional Democrats' feet to the fire, telling them to end the shutdown. Give him the wall. It came after President Trump delivered a primetime address from the Oval Office on Tuesday, making the case for funding the border wall, which was followed by a response from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I'm sorry, who argued that the president must reopen the government in order to continue conversations about the border security. Why? They're doing a lot of talking with the government closed. They're still spending a lot of your money with the government closed. Cher then took to Twitter to blast the president for promising that Mexico would pay for the wall and then demanding him to end the government shutdown. I mean, it doesn't stop. She tweets out to Nancy, says, Nancy, you are a hero. Let Trump have his blankety-blank wall. People will starve. People are going to start losing their homes. They're going to be unable to drive their cars. Don't be stupid. Don't die on this hill. Right? I mean, look it. Believe it or not, the real numbers are showing that Trump is winning from a popularity standpoint. that he's agreed to build a wall. He's sticking on the wall. His numbers are going up. And one of the ways you can tell that is because now people are screaming that the reason they don't want to approve the wall is because Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Now, I do disagree with something that Trump said today. Some of you caught it in the interviews that he was having. Now, I had said all along, you can go back and get the shows, I can't hide from them, but I had said all along, they were not going to cut a check. And the way they were going to pay for this wall was the money that wasn't being sent over back over the border. Right, that, you know, less people would be coming up here, so less money would be going into the Mexican economy. More of our people would be working. I said that over a period of time. And Trump today, when they were pumping him hard about this and getting on his case, he said, look, I never said they were going to cut a check. And I'm thinking, dude, that wasn't, don't do that. Just don't give them any ammunition. Just say point blank, look, you know, I may have said they were going to cut a check. I never said that exactly, but I said they were going to pay for it. I should have been more clear about what I was saying. And what's happening now is exactly what I was talking about. I never expected a check from the Mexican government or wire transfer or buckets of money. I never expected any of that. So, anyhow, I why get on that? Stick on point. Stay on target. And that's how you get stuff done. If you keep having to explain yourself or you keep stepping on yourself, it's just not going to work. It's not good. And then you heard him earlier today say that, you know, he had the absolute right to declare an emergency. And he does. But there have been plenty of things he's had the absolute right to do that he hasn't been able to do. He hasn't been allowed to do. He hasn't been given permission to do, if you would. And some court somewhere, they'll find a judge to take this and try to... See, but I wouldn't stop. If I was him, I'd keep going. Why not? What are you going to do? You're going to put handcuffs on me? You're going to take me away? Look what Obama did several times. Now, Fox... told Trump News. Trump told Fox News, oh, that was bad, on Thursday that he has the absolute right to declare a national emergency if he can't reach an agreement with the congressional Democrats. I mean, a big part of this, he could have already done it. But I keep saying, what I think he ought to do is take a first pass at releasing a whole bunch of papers on the Mueller investigation to show where the Democrats were the real people that were in collusion. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mastina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mastina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know who, you know, if you put a capital TRS in the subject line, then I know that it's a listener. Otherwise, I just think it's a, I don't know, solicitor. Somebody trying to sell me something. Nothing new. All right, so the president visited the wall today, or where the wall should be, the border. And as he said, you know, he made it clear that they're building the wall. I mean, they're building the wall now. Nothing has really stopped. And as he's, you know, it's a fake. What is most of mainstream media right now? It's a fake crisis, which is really funny because the fake crisis. What's the word I'm looking for here? I have a fake. You have a fake crisis, and yet, as I was looking at something, let me see. As I was looking at something today, looking at stories, I find a story from Reuters about. Now, if there's no problem at the border, I don't understand why this is so confusing to understand. Because I was looking at some of the comments. That there were 21 people dead at the border. A grisly Mexican gang battle near the U.S. border leaves 21 dead. Now, there are people in. There are people in wonderful neighborhoods, okay? Like, in California, you have Beverly Hills. And the surrounding area, for the most part, is really nice. But you do have an area right next to Beverly Hills that's kind of crappy. Extremely crappy. And don't you think that there's some kind of a. I can't call it a wall, I guess. Some kind of boundary. Barrier is what somebody was calling it earlier. I mean, we have to play all kinds of games, and what we really mean is a wall. That's what it is, ultimately. You have these people that live in these nice gated communities. Why? Because they want to keep the potential problem out. Right? They want to make sure they can roam around without a problem, that their kids can be in the streets without a problem. Well, the charred remains of 21 people killed in a suspected gang battle have been found in a Mexican border town just over the river from where U.S. President Donald Trump is seeking support to build a wall. Close to where he was on Thursday, actually. Officials in the notoriously violent border state of Tamaulipas, looks like, said they were investigating the incident, which took place in close, discovering the bodies on Wednesday. 17 of the bodies were burned beyond recognition. Photos, you know, when I was in a gang as a kid, we didn't burn each other. We didn't have chains. You know, we beat the tar out of each other when you were in the wrong area. That's what we did. We weren't looking to kill anybody. Photos shared with Reuters by a state official showed that the deceased scattered along a dirt track all alongside that area and burnt out vehicles. They were easy to find. They weren't hidden by any stretch of the imagination. Trump visited McAllen, Texas on Thursday afternoon, about 90 kilometers or 50 miles plus from the city. He threatened to use emergency powers to bypass Congress and get billions of dollars to pay for the wall. Which, look at, these are the things that, look, these are the things they should be showing on a regular basis. They should really start grabbing, even if they have to gray out their faces, grab some of the business owners in San Diego, just above the border. Some of the business owners and homeowners in Texas, just on the other side of the border, where people have broken into their houses to get water and such. Or to get food, for that matter. Where they've stolen animals, even stolen cars. I mean, you've already come over the border illegally. And look, I understand, I don't think I've ever said this before, but I understand that the majority of drugs aren't coming over those borders. Not the way we see it. Whether it's tunnels or planes or boats. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways they get that stuff here. But when you see the violence on the other side of that, why would you want to subject? What if you lived in the city just outside of that? Even on the U.S. border. Do you really want to sit there with your child on the front porch and say, look, don't go too close to that wall? I saw some of the fencing today that separated the two countries. Which is something more look like 6 foot tall. What is that? The telephone poles? That's how thick the wood was. Like 6 foot tall poles look like telephone poles. with barbed wire on him. He justified the demand by saying that the undocumented migrants, criminals, and illegal drugs have been pouring across the border. Now, remember, this is Reuters, so they're not gonna call them illegal aliens like I did. And that's part of what got a page pulled off of Facebook. Facebook believes that illegal aliens is hate speech, even though it's a legal term in every U.S. court in the country, except California. I know that Governor Moonbeam had the term illegal alien pulled. He didn't want it in any of the court documents. He didn't want it in any of the paperwork that they had. Statistics show that illegal immigration has fallen to a 20-year low, while many drugs are believed to enter through legal ports of entry. But the turf wars between the local Gulf cartel and its chief rival, I can't even imagine. I can see how it's like living in, almost like you're living in Vietnam 24/7 in some of these cities, some of these little villages. And I get it. But that doesn't give you the right to come here, take it here, walk over the border, and bring that, think about it. You come here illegally, and how do you get protection? How do you get help from these people? How do you think you're going to hide from them if you're here and you can't even go to the police? You can't even go to the authorities to get help. And as I said the other night, you left lawlessness for what? To bring lawlessness with you? Doesn't make any sense. And there are areas like this all up and down the border where they come over, where they bring their people over, where the gangs come over. And we simply need a wall there. It's that easy. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. A lot more to talk about.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier.
Yeah. Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico, along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 133.
So yesterday alone, you had 450
out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistanis, we apprehended some folks from Romania, on and on.
How many Pakistanis?
Yes, two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate, God, I can't get, the Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip aren't working well together. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending involved in the conversation. And anyway, yeah, we're talking about Trump's border wall. And we're talking about Trump's, not just his border wall, but if you think about it, what's really behind all this? And not him doing the border wall. What's behind all this noise? All of this switching. Now, you guys already know the answer to this. I'm just kind of resetting things, if you would. It's not the wall they're against. You know that. Right? I mean, it's not the physical barrier. Now, we're having conversations whether it should be concrete or steel. Are we serious? Do you really believe that's what conversation's about? Right? And if he... And listen... $5 billion is not what he needs to do this. He needs like $45 billion to do this by the time you get done. Doing it the right way. I'm not just talking about the wall. I'm talking about, you know, wall, electronics, technology, the whole nine yards. But it will slow people down tremendously. And he's got a right to do this, but they're going to, you know, they're going to shop this. They're going to shop it to a judge that they think will stop it. They'll put a temporary hold on it because they know it takes forever to get to the Supreme Court. He's going to have to ask for an emergency ruling from the Supreme Court while ignoring the ruling of the local judge, of the federal judge. Because, again, this all has to do with hate of the man. Just flat-out hate. I mean, you think about it. There's nothing. Let's take something as simple as moving Jerusalem. moving the our consulate to Jerusalem. Right? It's something we do everywhere else. In every other country on the planet, we have, you know, our consulates in the main cities. And here you have, he said the same thing that every president before him said. And you guys already know this. I know most of you listening already know this. And what did he do that was so bad? He got the Palestinians mad. He got some of the other Arab groups mad. But ultimately, he did what he said he was going to do on a campaign trail, right? So, A, why would anybody be surprised when he actually did it? And B, what is the problem with putting that, you know, putting our consulate in Israel's capital? So he fulfilled the campaign. He actually did what he said he was going to do. He doesn't give in to the Dems or the Republicans, for that matter. He's not a politician as we know him. No, he's not presidential from a standpoint of he uses all the right words. He just wants to get the job done. He's a working guy that just wants to get the job done. And I want him to get the job done. He said he was going to build a wall. And he's moving towards building a wall, and they're having a fit about it. Like, this is news. Were they all stoned while he was on when he was running for president? And Trump wouldn't give them, you know, this is the other thing that I love about him. He would not give them a timetable as to when he might or might not declare a state of emergency. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't tell him anything. And he said that from the beginning. He goes, why does this current president, when he's talking about Obama, why does Obama keep telling the enemy when we're showing up to bomb them? It makes no sense. Not that much of he did made sense, but it really makes no sense. Remember that. He was, you know, on Tuesday, we're going to bomb this road so that we can cut off the supplies to the enemy, giving them a 3 or 4 day warning. He would drop leaflets letting them know, because he wanted to make sure there was no collateral damage, that civilians wouldn't be hurt, not thinking that the enemy, the guys with the bazookas and the rocket launchers, could also read the language of the flyers that he was dropping. Did he really want to fight the war? Did he really want to win anything, Obama? And the president's right. Even some Democrats are saying the same thing. There should be give and take on both sides. But when Nancy Pelosi sits in a meeting, and Trump was 100% right on this, when Nancy Pelosi's sitting in a meeting, a negotiating, and you sit down, and he even said, there were witnesses in the room who said, look, if I give you what you want, will you give me my wall? And she said, no. That's not a negotiation. That's dictatorial. Somebody's coming in and telling you what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Right? I mean, the same thing that they're complaining about him doing, being a dictator, making unilateral decisions, is exactly what she, I heard one Democrat today say that the president doesn't understand that we're separate branches of government. And he needs to work with us. Really? Well, he does understand your separate branches. He is willing to work with you. I think you don't understand your separate branch. You think as the House, you have more power than anybody else, and you don't. You're still going to need the Senate. As much as I hate McConnell, or dislike him, I won't say hate, he's doing a perfect job of sitting on the sidelines and saying, we're not taking anything on. You guys got to fix this. You guys have to bring me something I know the president will sign. And he's right. They should be able to make a deal. President is right. These, they don't want a deal. Look at Pelosi's. Pelosi's one of the queens at this. She knows how to legislate, whether you want to hear this out of my mouth or not. She knows how to make deals. She knows how to make backroom deals. She knows how to get people together to make something happen. And the $5 billion is so small, so minor, so insignificant. It's pathetic. And yet there was money, lots of it. There was money in one of the bills they just tried to push through to build walls, to build security walls, and so on, overseas. We're given money to other countries overseas to build their walls. Isn't that, like, really, really, really nice of us? Can't build ours, though, right? That would be too much to ask for? Too much to be looking at? I don't know if some of you know this, but the Democrats approved $500 million for a border wall. Are you ready for this? In the Middle East. This is constant with them. Back in 2016, the whole year, they were approving funding dollars, $20 million here, $500 million there, for Middle Eastern countries so they could have better security. Because if they were more secure, we were more secure. Remember that line? I believe it, but not by giving them money for a wall. How about training up their army? What about training up their military to take care of themselves? I mean, it is a novel idea, right? The acting ICE director wants politicians in sanctuary cities charged with crimes. Can you get on board with that? I can. I think that makes all the sense in the world. If you think about this, the killing that took place in, or the killings, I'm not going to stop with one. How many Democrats do we know went to Singe's memorial, spoke at it, went to it, gave their condolences to the family? How many? I didn't see any pictures. But I think those who keep pushing, keep supporting, keep pushing for more sanctuary cities and stronger sanctuary state laws, I think they should be guilty as an accessory to this murder. And I don't know if anyone believes that. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com.
GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know I keep, for emergencies, I keep a TV going on over my shoulder. And I'm watching some of these stories come across about how the border crisis is causing problems in education, in schools. That there are doctors now concerned because they're seeing more and more people come in, I guess, without vaccinations. Right? I mean, isn't that scary enough in and of itself? No vaccinations. So, I don't understand. You remember the uproar, the craziness that went down? in California a while back. The legislators, they had to run around and they had to pass these laws about everybody having to have vaccinations before they went to school. What about the illegals? Will they be forced to get their vaccinations? Will they be forced to have vaccinations before they actually get to come into the country so we can see what's going on with them? I'm curious where the rules are. I have no idea where the rules are. I have no idea where the boundaries are. I don't think they do either, matter of fact, but I don't have any idea where the boundaries are. It's craziness. So anyway, Acting Director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says politicians who run sanctuary cities should be charged with crimes. Thomas Holman said in an interview with Fox News Channel that the Department of Justice needs to file charges against municipalities that don't cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Now, you know, this has gone to court before, but not exactly this way. But when it comes to law enforcement, when it comes to grants that they get for law enforcement, it's specifically written in there that they have to adhere to the law. So I don't know what the problem is with stopping it. Now, you know, Sessions vowed to withhold money from these people several times, not just once. And here's a good example of, you know, you see what's happening in some of these cities and towns and how they're being overrun. We have people being killed in California by illegals. But, you know, the people on the left will say, well, if it wasn't illegal, it would have been someone else. Maybe, you know, that person's time to go. It's time to go. I don't get it. I don't get how you let them. Look, I don't get how you and the left, really, is your hate for Trump, for Republicans, for whatever, is it so strong and so bad that even if something somewhat makes sense, you don't want it to happen, you won't let it happen, you won't allow it? Have we really gone down that road to that level, to that degree? It's very scary. It's very scary to think that we're stuck there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And speaking... we were talking about the fascist book just a little while ago, weren't we? Democrat operatives used misleading Facebook pages to suppress the GOP turnout in the midterms. Are you shocked? I'm not. You know, remember, they only come after conservatives. I'm a perfect example of that. You have people like, what's his name? Louis Farrakhan calling Jews termites. We go down a whole list of things that Facebook has allowed the left to get away with. And it did nothing. Me, I explain what an illegal alien actually is, and it's gone. So we're now finding out that Democrat operatives funded by the left-wing tech billionaire Reid Hoffman, they ran a widespread campaign using misleading Facebook pages in the run-up to 2018 midterms. Now, an American Engagement Technologies, AET, which was founded by, ready for this, former Obama administration official Mickey Dickerson, he bought ads for two Facebook pages, The Daily Real and Today's Nation. Both of those pages encouraged Republican voters to stay home during the midterm elections. Both pages appeared designed to, you know, they were designed to give the impression that they were operated by frustrated conservatives rather than nasty Democrats. The American flag adorned pages encouraged conservative voters to stay home in November or vote for Democrats to punish Republicans for being insufficiently conservative. Don't you love this part, though? They made it appealing to Republicans by putting the American flag all over the pages. So what does that mean? Will you make it appealing for a Democrat? You want to put the communist flag all over the pages? I don't get it. What does that have to do with anything? Other ads called polls predicting a blue wave in 2018 elections were unreliable and downplayed by the election's importance. The misleading ads collectively garnered millions of impressions on Facebook. Right? So millions of people saw those. Millions of Republicans saw those. Millions of frustrated Republicans saw them. Hoffman's a co-founder of LinkedIn and an early investor in Facebook, previously acknowledged funding AET. He and a group of, he and the group came under fire for running a self-described false flag campaign during the 2017 Alabama special election. That misinformation campaign was intended to falsely link Republican senatorial candidate Roy Moore with Russian influence. I wonder if his pages are still up, his personal pages, his other pages. You really telling me that Facebook, through all of that, did not know that those were fake pages? Is that what you're going to try to tell me? And again, you have conservatives that have not been that egregious. What's it, Brian Colfage? Right? Colfage. He's a triple amputee. Right? Selling coffee on patriotic coffee online on Facebook to feed his family.
10% goes to veterans.
Very what?
10% goes to veterans.
Oh, 10% goes to veterans. And he gets pulled, or his page gets yanked down because of, I wish you could see me quoting, hate speech. They didn't like what he was putting up on his page. We don't stand, I know this sounds defeatist, and I'm not trying to be a defeatist, but we really don't stand a chance with Facebook unless the legislators are going to step up. Unless Dennis Prager and others like him, they win their case, which I would imagine they go down the road of being discriminatory. Sorry, I got some of my eyes here. Right, I mean, discriminate. If you think about it, you pull my page down because you think I have hate speech because I'm using legal terms, and you don't pull Farrakhan's page down because he uses the term, what was it, termite. Jews are like termites, and the rest of that sentence should be, and it should be exterminated. He said stuff like that about them before. This is nothing new. He still has a page. He still has a Twitter feed. He's talking about taking out people. I've never talked about taking out people. Don't you think that's a little discriminatory? One of the series of ads pushed the narrative that Democrats' blue wave was actually a myth and said the polls showing a Democrat advantage were unreliable. So why would I come out and vote? I think I already got it covered. I'm fine. That's why I say to you, don't. Do not watch, do not listen to what's going on online. Don't do it. You don't know where it's coming from or if it's true or not true. Remember, I love saying this. Now, I don't want to say it all the time, but I love saying it. Paul Ryan was not for us. Paul Ryan was not one of ours. I told you that when he was first talking about being speaker. Remember when he ran for vice president? I hate to say it this way, but we dodged the bullet on that one. How much different do you think it would have been if it was Romney and Ryan? Seriously. Not that it would have been exactly the same way. Not that Iran would have got away with what they got away with. And a few others. But how much different would you think it would have been? I'll tell you what, as the Democrat said, this 2018 loss for us was a wake-up call. People in my area who thought we were safe or somewhat safe found out that we weren't. And I believe and I hope and I think, covering my bases, that they've awoken a sleeping giant. I hope that's true. I hope people have seen what's gone down and what they need to do to take this back. Maybe we'll learn how to harvest ballots now, right? Maybe if enough people get hurt in California, if enough people get hurt, business people across the country, they'll see who their real friends are. Democrats are not business friendly. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Smorgasbord of information again in the next hour. And we're going to talk about what Gavin Newsom is going to do to California. No, not what I think he's going to do, what he's going to do. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.